Okay, we're on Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph at the bottom. Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shliach isn't considered doing his shlichus if he paid less and got the same amount that he was told to get, because if he would have paid more, he would have gotten even more. So therefore, that's not considered doing the shlichus. The Gemara says, Dekanami, Rashi, Dekanami, Dura Dekomer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Domim. That when Rabbi Yehuda said that the person can have a taina, you got worse than I told you, even though he got exactly what he told him and paid half for it, it means that he could have gotten more had he bought more of it. But the Isile Shava Sheish, he brought him a suit worth six and he only paid three. He's the time of Kedamara, Miktani Moda Bekitnis. And the reason is, like we said, that he says to him, if you would have spent the whole six, you would have gotten even more, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda's moda by kidneys, which was the case we'll see in a second, the hosam lamotzi lememer kolshke, the maishis bedin resolve hayeshava yosem mikiplayim, davi mosli gabach tve. Here, there by kidneys, they sell it. It doesn't make a difference if you buy a lot or you buy a little, you pay the same thing. So there he couldn't say, if you had bought more, you would have gotten more. You paid more, you would have gotten more. You can't say that. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda there is moda that the shliach is considered like he did his shlichus. And that's what Gemara says. Dekanami diktani moda Rabbi Yehuda bekitnius. Shishneha mo'alu shakitnius besela the kitnius bepruta. Same kidney as you get, the same amount you get if you buy a seller's worth, and the same amount if you get a pruta's worth. Not you get the same amount, but you get commensurate to what you pay exactly that amount. They don't give you any more if you buy it in bulk. Shema mina. Rashi, she kidney is besela, he kidney is bepruta. Lefi cheshbon prutos besela. Right? If you buy a seller's worth of kidneys, or you buy a pruta, you get the same exact percentage. In other words, for a pruta, you get a pruta's worth, and for a sella, you get as many pruta's worth as there are in a sella. You don't get any, they don't discount it because you buy it in bulk. The mishum dezovin tfeila mosli gabe. Just because you buy more doesn't mean that it costs less per pruta worth. Kin mesayim v'ozul ba'asvin mezavni bekani, where they sell little by little. Let's see Rashi. Hechidami. So where's the case of what's it called of kitnius that Rabbi Yehuda is molded? Ilema ba'asra de mezavni b'shuma. Right. If it's in a place where they sell by estimation, hechidioy v'lasela mostly gabetve. Then if you buy in bulk, then you get it for a cheaper price. Omra papa the asra de kaili b'kani. Talking where they sell piecemeal, small amounts. And therefore, no matter how many small amounts you buy, you still pay the same price. The Omar Le, Kana Kana Bepruta. Right? Each small amount costs a pruta, and if you buy a lot of small amounts, you're still paying the same pruta per small amount. Rashi. Kana Kana Bepruta, Imatachop, it's Yoser, Shlach Old Vikach. If you want more, pay more. But you're not going to get a discount for buying more. The im reisha choluk ra mamish kamar sheino shovel shalosh. If the reisha, where Yehuda says that he didn't do a shlichus, is talking where he bought an inferior thing, he only paid three, he got inferior, right? Udechavosa gabi kitnius. The omer le havelis b'sela pulin the heavy lo bechatsi sela keshov bechatsi sela uvechatsi sela acher heavy lo minacher. He sold him to buy him a seller worth of beans, and he bought a half a seller worth of beans, and the other half a seller he bought something else. So the shaila is, on the first half seller, was he considered doing his shlichus or not? And my moel balabais, why is the balabais moel? Right, shliach didn't do a shlichus. Lesser le l'shov a seller ha'yisi tzorech pulin, because he can say that what's it called? I wanted a full seller worth of pulin. You only got me half a seller. B'shuma ba'omer, they sell it by estimation. Okay, we're going to get it. Very good, right. Toshma, now we're going back to see this shaila we had before. If somebody tells his shliach to buy a lot and he buys a little, do we say that that's going against the shlichas or lamaisa? He did the shlichas, he doesn't do all of it. Now the guy could do it again and be moset and be mashlin. That's the shaila. Or no, we say that since there are cases where the guy doesn't want to do two mechiras because he has too many shtaros, doesn't want a lot of shtaros to be written against him, then he's not, that's not considered like he didn't do the shlichas. Toshma. Her ksuba was 400 zuz. Machr lezebemana, lezebemana. She sold parcels of land for 100. La'achron yofa mana v'diner b'mana. And the last one, she sold a mana v'diner for a mana. Shel achron batul, the last one's batul. The shel kula and mechron kaim. All the other ones are kaim. The Umrah of us says, therefore, what's it called? Why don't we say the Yisomim told her, go sell a parcel of land worth 400. That's Lechora what the intention was, to get her ksuba. And she went and sold piecemeal, a field here, a field there. And you see that the other, it's Kayin. So you see that somebody can be told to sell a big amount and sell a smaller amount and still consider doing the Shalichas, then the Mechor is Kayin. It's talking where she couldn't sell one big sale. That they had small parcels of land that couldn't be mitzvah, they couldn't be connected one to the other. So she could only sell piecemeal. So she sold one little parcel of that land and then the second one. It never was intended that she sell it all together because it's impossible to sell it all together because they're different fields and they're not connected to each other. So therefore, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Rashi shakula mechren kayim v'ha'achad l'zvunei ba'ar b'meya shadrua. Then you saw him as if to told her, go sell 400 zoos worth of land and take your ksuba. L'risha b'mana v'hainu zovin likura v'zovin lilechza. And she went and sold a smaller field and then another smaller field. So l'chari, if that's considered changing the shlichas, the mechra should be bottled. And it's not. The first ones are kayim. It's only one that she sold and made a mistake in the price. There it's bottle. But the one that she sold for the price that was worth is kayim. L'chora, why? Elamai, we see from here that if you tell somebody to sell a lot and he sells a little, that's considered doing the shlichas. Somebody says, no. Diktine. Lo hayu sados halalu yachad. They weren't sados that were together, where she could have made one big sale of 400 zoos worth of field, and she sold parcels of it. They were parcels to begin with that were not connected. The ain ruyim lo other mechads. You couldn't have possibly sold them to one person. To me, korah daited the hachi nasa shliach. Therefore, when the Yisomim made her a shliach to sell, they never intended for her to sell all of it together. They meant her to sell it piecemeal. Okay. Pshita omar leechad velo lishnayim. If a person said, sell it to one, he may told his shliach, I want you to sell to one person and not to two. And he went and sold the field to two different people. Right? He doesn't want two mechiras, he doesn't want two shtaros. So he specifically specified, I don't want you to sell to two, and he did it. Then he's, what's it called, that he's not mekayim shlichus, and the sale is bottled. What if he just said, sell it to one person? But he didn't say it not to two. Do we assume he meant not two? Or he's just telling him one person, if he wants to sell it to two, is also okay. He didn't say bedafka, not two. So what's his kavana? That not two, or one, and two, I'm not makbid. Rav Huna omar le'echad velo l'shvayim. Rav Huna said, when he says one, he means one and not two. And if you sold it to two different people, the mecher is bottle. Rav Chizda v'rav v'rav Huna, d'amri tavayu, le'echad v'afil l'shvayim, le'echad v'afil l'meya. He's not makbid. I want you to sell to one person. If you can't get one person, sell to 100 different people. It's not makbid. Iklur of Nachman is Sura. Nachman came to Sura. Ula gabe Rav Chizda Rav Barafuna. And Rav Chizda and Rav Barafuna came to visit him. Omrulei ki hai gavna mai. They asked him this shaila. If somebody says, sell it to one, and he doesn't say specifically not to two, can he sell it to two people and the mechor will be kayim, or is he changing the shlichas? Omer lehu le'echad v'afil l'shnayim le'echad afil l'meya. Echad doesn't mean not to. It could even mean 100. I mean, I'm selling to one person, and if you can't, then I'm not mocked, but you should sell to 100 different people, each one 100. Omru lei afagav v'tar shliach. He said, and even if the shliach made a mistake, are you saying that this case is like this, because you hold in every case the shliach makes a mistake, that it's considered like he did the shlichas? Omru lei v'tar shliach lo kamina. No, I'm not talking about the shliach made a mistake. I'm talking with a shliach just changed, and instead of selling to one person, he sold to more than one person. That's not called making a mistake, because the person's not makbid. Omru leva, omar mar, eino no lekarkos. What difference does it make? The maisa, if the shliach made a mistake, and he sold it for the wrong price, but there's no ono for karkos, so everything's the right price. So why is it considered a mistake? I can sell my thing, right, for less or for more, and there's no ono. Right? I have the prerogative to make any price I want when it comes to karka. But with a shliach made a mistake, there's an extra consideration that I didn't make you a shliach to do me bad. So if you sell my field for less than it's worth, even though there's no ono, but you're not my shliach, because I sent you to be a shliach to help me, not to hurt me. Where do you know that there's a difference? Dishani ben shliach lebalabayis. That even though if the balabayis made such a mistake, it would be kayim. But if the shliach made a mistake like that, he's not a shliach, and therefore the mecher is not kayim. Not because he made the mistake, but because he's not a shliach. Where do you see such a difference? Dishnan haomer l'shluch otzei utrom. Person made a shliach to take truma. Torim kedas lebalabayis. So how much truma you could take? If you're stingy, you take a 60th. If you're average, a 50th, and if you're generous, a 40th. So how much does he take, Trumba? So he takes what the Balabais normally takes. The menu of the Daitosho Balabais, he doesn't know what the Balabais normally takes. Torah Vibanius, he should take the Echad Michamishim, he should take the average, 150th. Piche Sasora, Hosif Asora, if he added a tenth or less, notice he did it more or less, a tenth, so he's doing either the stingy kind or the generous kind. Trumaso truma. Within those parameters, it's not called making a mistake, because that's the normal way of taking truma from 40th to 60th. The ilu gabi balabayis, Tanya, balabayis, it says, doesn't make a difference if he did a 40th or 60th or if a 30th or a 70th or whatever. It's always kind. Tanya, torim va'olabiyodo afilu echad mi esrim, trumaso truma. If a balabayis made a mistake and took 120th, it's also truma. Right, we say by the balabayis that even if he made a mistake, it's chal. But by the shliach, if he made a mistake, it does not chal, because he's not a shliach. Not because the mistake isn't good, because since he made a mistake, he's not a shliach. Okay. Toshma, hoysa ksubosa arba meozuz, if a ksuba was 400 zuz, mochra lezebemonu, l'achron shavemonu v'dina b'mona, shal achron bottle, v'shal kulin mechron kahim. Right? L'chara over here, the case also is, they told her to, seemingly, they told her to sell 400 zoos worth of field, which is a big field, and then she went and sold piecemeal to more than one person. So you see that it's the first ones are kayim. It's only the one that she made a mistake is not kayim. But the ones that she sold even to two people is okay. Even though she was told l'chatchila l'chor to sell 400 zoos, meaning to one person. Mer says, no, it never was like that. The parcels of land were separate. Nobody ever meant that she should sell only to one person. So there's no raya from the Mishnah. Rashi. Ha'omer le'echad, pshita, omer le'shlucha, mechor li be'shkur misadosei le'echad ve'loshnayim. Right? It's clear that what's it called, if a mishaleach sent a shliach, and he said, sell my field to one person and not to two people, and he sold to two, then he's not a shliach, and the mecher's bottle. The ha'omer le'echad ve'loshnayim, v'afilu in timtzel omer, zovin li'kura v'zovin li'lischa, mechru kayim, ha'kol bottle. Even if you hold it, I tell you, sell a big field and you sold only a portion of it, it's still good, right? That's where you sold a portion, you could sell the other portion. right? The goli died to the kobi bafushe story, but over here he's megaladas. I don't want more than one sale. I don't want so many shtaros. Sell to one person and finished. I don't want to have to deal with two people. Omer la'achi echad stam. What if he didn't say sell to one but not to two? He just said sell to one, and he didn't say not to two. Velo pirish velo lishnai. Mihavi gili daito lo. The fact that he said sell it to one imply not to two, or no, one, he's just telling him if you can, right, best thing is sell it to one, if not then sell it as much as to many people as you can until you get rid of it. Most people don't care if they sell their field to one person or they sell it to two people. Usually you say go sell it to somebody. If you can't sell to somebody, sell to a few somebodies. If he would have been mocked, he would have said, but not to two more than one person. Right? So that's the case. And even the shliach made a mistake, and he sold it for less than it was worth, the necher should be kayim. Just like he sold it to two, and you said one. Versus, well, my mara ain't no other karkos. Any mistake he made, if I sold my field for less than it was worth, there's never mecher batel because there's no onol the karkos. So if the shliach sold it for less, it should also be mecher kai. Garcinan umishni beperik hazot torim kedas balabayis kfi mashehu makirbo. He should be torim according to what he knows the balabayis usually does. He's generous, he's stingy, he's average. Im ayin yofe echad mearboim v'ayin roi echad mishishim piches asora she torim echad mearboim. If he, however, took truma, not like the balabayas did, but within those parameters, that's still good. Trumas or truma, domer le, b'hachi amariticha, I thought that's what you usually did. That's not called a mistake. Hoshif asor echad meshishim, right? The ilu gabi balabayas tanya, b'hacha tanya, piches asor trumas or truma, alva tfeilo. By the shliach, only if he stays within the parameters from 140th to 160th is a truma. But if he goes out of those parameters, and that wasn't what the balabayas usually did, then it's not truma. But the balabayas, even if he goes out of those parameters by mistake, it's still truma. Toshma hoisek subasavi afushe storik pedohi. Right? If she lechora lechatchila was supposed to sell a parcel of land for 400 zoos to one person, she went and sold a few parcels to a few people. And if this idea that I don't want a lot of shtaros is a kpeda, then why is the mecher kayim? Noi nomi di yisomim lo golu datayu anon miya di yad yisomim bo inu lemehevi islam lemeimer mecher in batal. Even though the yisomim didn't say specifically, but the maisa, we assume that that's what they want. Shalomai, we don't assume that. Mar says, no, it's no raya. Over here, it's impossible to assume that they meant one, because the land wasn't the kind of land that you could sell to one person. Each one was a small contained parcel of land that was no shaykhus, each field to the other field, therefore it was meant to be sold to different people.